The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. It's Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm so happy. Hope you're happy too on this Friday. It is the 26th of July, 2019. We've got that best technology news for you, and we're going to get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. Well, it looks like this could be the end for Lightning. No, I'm not talking about the weather. I'm talking about that little port on our iPhone. Yeah, these are the latest rumors coming for the new iPhone, but not this year. No, this is going to be next year. Now, we already have heard the rumors about two sizes of iPhones coming this year. Not to mention that successor to the iPhone XR. And yeah, they're going to have the Lightning port. The latest rumors now that iPhone 12, yes, will be the one that's going to have USB-C. And we'll be seeing it next year. Now, why couldn't they do it this year? Well, of course they could have done it this year. But that all ties with these rumors, you see. That's because the iPhone this year will have Lightning. And the next year, since you've got all this crap with Lightning already, you might need some adapters. Yeah. Since everything will be changed on the iPhone, you might be needing some adapters next year. Being the fact that Apple will want to sell you that on top of whatever new it's going to offer you. In any case, Apple's already very aware that people are a bit griped and PO'd that Lightning is still staying this year. And eventually, yes, Apple will have to give in to all of us. But they're going to make some money off us doing it, too. Boy, Facebook. You would think that they would just get their act together. I'm starting to think it ain't gonna happen. They pretty much just pay a fine and get away with anything, am I right? Well, this one will just make it jump up and down for joy. You know that Facebook code that partners used, you know, to get data from us? Apparently it wasn't completely shut off. Yeah, apparently that code was still around, and it continued to allow data access to all of their partners. Yes, 12 partners to be in fact, even after they said that this stuff is all shut down in late in 2018. Now, who were some of these partners? Microsoft is one of them, and Sony. Gosh knows they can be trusted with codes. Yeah, remember the Sony hack? Now, of course, Facebook say, no, we didn't do this on purpose. We really thought we shut it off. However, on the US, the FTC and SEC, yeah, I don't think they're buying it. Then again, maybe they are buying it. Just give us $5 billion and we'll call everything okay. Kind of seems that way, doesn't it? The saddest part about this, won't be the last time we talk about this. It ain't gonna be. Hey, speaking of Microsoft, guess what? If you love Cortana on your Xbox One, well, I'm sorry, it's gone. Yeah, Microsoft is yet again tweaking its Xbox One dashboard design, and Cortana's digital assistant? Yeah, bye-bye. Microsoft says they want to have a more streamlined user interface now, and that does not involve Cortana. So Microsoft's wanting the effect of when you immediately open up your Xbox One console, you just kind of go, this is nice. With the new interface, it allows quicker access to Xbox Game Pass, Microsoft Mixer service, and of course the Xbox Community feature. The reason for this change, at least according to Microsoft, is all about user feedback, stating that they've heard the feedback of their users, and they're going to continue to tweak the home screen to get you into your gaming experiences faster and easier. So all of you lonely gamers out there were, oh man, I love talking to Cortana through my headset. Looks like you're going to have to get yourself an Echo or something. I would say, yeah, just get on your iPhone and talk to Siri, but we all know how that experience is nowadays, don't we? And finally, don't know if a lot of you remember this, but back in the 80s in the U.S., AT&T, it was broken up because it was such a monopoly. Well, fast forward a few years later, they're back together. So what's going on over there at AT&T now? Well, by golly, they got a lot of streaming services. Yeah, in case you've lost count, we've got DirecTV Now. Yeah, that's owned by AT&T. HBO Max, yep, that one's coming next year. Yep, that one's also owned by AT&T. And don't forget Watch TV. Yeah, that's also owned by AT&T. And you think, well, geez, you got three, that'd be enough, right? Nah. Get ready for AT&T TV. And it's coming out sometime in the third quarter. And AT&T promises it'll have wider availability come this fall. The weird thing we're hearing about AT&T TV right now, boy, ain't that a mouthful and a tongue twister. AT&T TV. We don't even know what the hell this thing really is. We know it's a streaming TV service. That's it. They didn't describe it at all, just saying that they would do that later. And promise more details in the coming weeks. From what little insider birdies have been telling us, it's going to be a premium service that will basically get people that are on DirecTV right now, yeah, that other thing they own, as in the satellite-based television, and get them off that and get them into streaming, simply by a box. Yeah, you would go into an AT&T store, you'd see the box there, you'd buy the box, go home, hook it up, there's TV. Problem is, though, you bought the box, and if you ever wanted to watch any other service, you couldn't. It's just going to be for AT&T TV. Well, that's what the little birdie rumors are telling us right now. It could change in a few weeks, too. You never know with AT&T. By the end of the year, we might have 15 streaming services, 5 satellite companies, and a new Monopoly game right with our emblem in the middle. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is our website. Get subscribed to our podcast over there and check out our blog and review section while you're over there, too. Give us a like on Facebook, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And please come join us in our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of it. The community's ever growing, and it's just getting more fun and fun every day. So come on in, BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a glorious, a fantastic Friday, and an even better weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.